Also this morning, we greet all of you very warmly in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. All who have come from near and far, and also those who are joining us online via the internet, we have special visitors in our midst. Of the Christian publicists, we have Mr. Heinz Matthias and Christian Bieber in our midst. Then we have from Pakistan our brother Michael and our brother Noble Gill in our midst. We welcome them in a special way. And one couple from Chile is also in our midst. We welcome them also in a very special way. And we trust that the Lord will also bless us this morning richly. Now, we would like to give praise unto the name of our Lord. We start with chorus number 1 from these little booklets on page number 40. Chorus number 1, they come from the east and west. Number 3, oh, I want to see. Yesterday, today, number 5, we'll give the glory to Jesus. Number 11, isn't he wonderful? Number 11. Wunderbar, ja, er ist wunderbar, wunderbar, wunderbar. number 14. And then we ask Brother Alfred Borg to read us the word for introduction and to Brother Schmidt to pray with us. Number 14, trust in the Lord and don't despair. Also, I would like to welcome you right here at the beginning in the name of the Lord. And I wish you all God's blessing. I believe we are again in full expectation to experience a continuation of last night. Didn't the Lord bless us in a wonderful way last night? Can we not repeat what we heard yesterday? Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. We have read it. We are grateful to God with all our hearts. Before Brother Schmidt comes to pray with us, I would like to read a word from the Gospel of John. John from chapter 10 from verse 25. Jesus answered them, I told you, and ye believed not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, who gave them to me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Praise and thanks. I and my Father are one. Not two. One. Brothers and sisters, are we not grateful to God for this written word which God revealed unto us by the Holy Spirit, making it alive unto us? Brother Frank mentioned it last night. The written word becomes alive by the Spirit to us. It became the revealed word, the living word.
My sheep hear my voice.
Did not Jesus say to Pilate, he who is of the truth heareth my voice. We are grateful to God that we hear, that we may hear the voice of our Lord. And his voice is his word revealed by the Holy Spirit. I and my Father are one. Who understands it? Brothers and sisters, God has given us the understanding that we recognize the living one. That's how John says it in 1 John chapter 5. That we know the true God, and we are in the true one, in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Is this not a revelation from God? Brothers and sisters, I'm grateful to God. I and my Father are one. May the Lord bless us this morning from the riches of his grace. May he lead our brother, and may the anointing of the Spirit come upon him, so that that is said what helps us all. May the Lord bless us. Let us stand up. Father in heaven, we are coming to you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we thank you for the grace and faithfulness, Lord in heaven, for the privilege which you have given us, that we can be gathered here at this place in your presence. Lord in heaven, we have come in expectation that you will speak to us, as you have done it always, until this very moment. Lord in heaven, through your word, you have given us grace, and we may recognize and we may know that you are still the same, not you who you were or you who you will be, but you said yourself to Moses, I am that I am. You have never beginning nor end. Great God, thank you for this opportunity. Lord, as already said, we have come to hear, to receive, and to do accordingly. Let us not only be hearers of your word, but let us be doers of thy word. So we ask you, Lord, bless here those who are present. Bless also those who are joining us online, who are listening, who are watching all over the earth. We thank you. We thank you that you have made, that you have given us this opportunity so that your gospel can be proclaimed to all of mankind, all over the earth. Lord, let it not only be for a witness, but we ask you, Lord, lead, guide, pull out of the fire what must be pulled out. We have heard it, Lord. You and all whom you have called, they are yours, and they hear your voice. Please help us, be merciful to us. Great God, we thank you for everything, and we ask you for your blessing. As it was prayed already, bless also the lips through which you will speak. Oh Lord, we want to hear, and we want to give you the praise and the glory to the great God who revealed himself to us in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us sing, Thou art worthy, Thou art worthy. Amen. You may be seated. We were already welcomed very warmly. And all who were here last night, they know that God has blessed my last missionary trip in a very extraordinary way. And the two brothers who accompanied me from the first to the last hour through Dubai, through Pakistan, they are sitting here in the front, in the first row. Please stand up once again. Look to the audience. God used our brothers in a very special way. He blessed them. He made them a blessing. And for this, we are very, very grateful. God bless you. For me, it's just important that in all nations and tongues that there are brothers who can pass on the revealed holy word. I come and I have to go, but the brothers, they abide at the place there, and they carry the everlasting gospel. They pass it on in their cities, in their countries. And this leads us straight to Matthew 24. The one gives out the food, and the other ones are also giving out the food and are passing it on, what the Lord has prepared for us in this time. Afterward, we will go briefly into it. But now, this is even more, it's a special day today. We have two brothers in our midst. Brother Heinz Matthias, I know him since many years. He was taking care of that I have a card of a journalist, that, and I was meeting high personalities in the city of Berlin. Our president, Richard von Weizsäcker, Heinz Matthias, is a German in whom there is no guile. As our Lord said to Nathanael at that time, a true Israelite in whom there is no guile. And then Brother Heinz Matthias and he brought with him Brother Gunther Weber, and both, in a few words, they will say much now. Please, come you as the first one to the front. The Almighty God may bless you in our midst. Dear ladies and gentlemen, dear brothers and sisters, Today, we would like to thank our beloved brother Frank, which is overdue. The magazine ACP, in his 44 years of history, more than 30 times we given a special respect to some personalities. It's a thanksgiving of a special kind. Among the receivers, there were persons of various meanings. Among them were head of states and of various countries. All of them, they received, as today, this thanks from this ACP representatives. Now comes a general. The name of this general. This general was invited by various kings. It came never to mind.
It's
very difficult to translate this. He's telling a story of a general who was invited by a king.
Darauf erhob sich der General, schaute seinen König an und sagte,
General stood up and looked at the king and he said, My Majesty, there is a Majesty over your Majesty. I give you a good advice. In this way, no one dared yet to speak to a king. And those who were present didn't even dare to stand up. And the general stood up. My beloved, we need such men who stand up like.
Wir haben das wie bei allen. Das Mikrofon ist. Ja, werde ich so verstanden?
So. Can you understand me? The microphone is all right.
Da ist es, Herrn Evangelist Ewald Frank.
Mr. Evangelist Ewald Frank. We thank you for your preaching and for your world proclamation worldwide. And for your life. We respect you and we thank you in a special way. We greet you with a word.
Gläubig aufwärts, fröhlich vorwärts. Im Namen
Thanks.
Des Vorstandes, des Kuratoriums, Heinz Matthias und Philipp Kirill Prinz von Preußen. Er ist ein direkter Nachkomme vom großen Kurfürst und vom letzten deutschen Kaiser. Darf ich das übergeben?
May I hand this over to you?
Ja, wir machen nachher ein Bild. Wir machen ein Bild.
This certificate. May God bless you. Remain there. Remain.
This
magazine, we publish always an advert in this magazine of your preacher. There are two boxes full of our magazines. You can take one. Yes, beloved. All the glory, all the honor belongs to the Lord. And he himself said, when you have done everything what I have commanded you, then say, we are unuseful servants. Not the servant is something, but the Lord is everything. The Lord in whose ministry we are standing. And Paul, always, he called himself a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ. He introduced himself. And the same we may do until today, that we are just in the service of the Lord, not in the service of a church, but in the service of the Lord, really proclaiming the original, everlasting gospel. With scriptures, all can decorate themselves from top to bottom. All can decorate themselves. As we said, all the scriptures they can use. But how is it with the direct inner connection to the Lord God? And brothers and sisters, this was given to us by the power of the finished work of redemption, that we found grace in the sight of God. And our Lord, he said it, Father, you in me and I in them. And that's how it is written in the Gospel of John. In chapter 17, in verse 23, not Protestants here and Catholics there, and then the unity, no, rather as written here, John 17, verse 23, I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Then verse 26, very important, brothers and sisters, and I have declared unto them thy name and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them and I in them. Here we have the direct connection. Our Lord, really, he only spoke in parables. And without parables, he didn't say anything. Up to Matthew chapter 25. Then the kingdom of heaven shall be likened unto 10 virgins. Always, he spoke in parables. And then he said, the time will come where I will not anymore speak with you in parables, but then I will reveal everything to you. And then we find our Lord, that he took his disciples to the side, and then he explained to them the parables, and he revealed it to them. And then he said, to you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. This is not a religious imagination. This is not a privilege which we have taken ourselves. No, this is grace which God has given to us. And so we are here today. And in a special way, we will say something special about the people of Israel. On the 14th of May, it will be exactly 67 years after the state of Israel was declared by Ben Gurion on the 14th of May, 1948. And when we remember and think about that the gathering of Israel is the main sign before the return of Jesus Christ, earthquakes, famines, expensive times, wars, rumors of wars, all that is included, yes. But then the statement of our Lord, learn a parable of the fig tree when it begins to put forth buds, then the time is near. And then he even says, when you see that this is happening, then lift up your heads, for your redemption is drawing near. I noted it down briefly. In 1948, in Palestine, there were 650,000 Jews, 1948. The immigration started already 1882, and then it were becoming more and more. Today, there are 6.3 million Jews in Israel and 2 million Arabs. All that is, of course, the fulfillment of the Holy Scripture before our very eyes. Let us say it time and again. There were promises for the first coming of Christ, and at that time, about exactly 110 prophecies were fulfilled from the Old Testament at the first coming of Christ. And therefore, the risen Lord could say in Luke 24, he could speak with his disciples and he could say, had not all this have to come to fulfillment, what God said and spoke through Moses and through the prophets and through the Psalms? And then he opened unto them the understanding for the Scripture, so that they see all of the prophecies from the Old Testament, from the first promise, from Genesis 3, verse 15, that the seed of God would come through the woman to bruise the head of the serpent. He will bruise your heel. He will bruise you, but you will bruise his head. That's how the promise is. And we all understood that we were all pulled in into this fall. And as the Lord God said to Eve after she was deceived, he said to her, in pain you will bear children. And so up to this very day, all the women, doesn't matter where they are on the earth, they bear their children in pain, because we were all pulled into this fall. And therefore, the Lord and Redeemer, he had to come into a body of flesh. The Word had to become flesh and had to dwell among us. In this body of flesh, in which we sinned, and in which we were separated from God, and in which we were given over to death, in this body of flesh, the Lord redeemed us. He took our guilt, our sins, as the one without sin, without guilt, all our trespasses, everything he took upon himself. And the chastisement, the punishment which was upon us, he bore it, just as it is written in Isaiah 53. He was bruised for our iniquities. We esteemed him as one who was chastised and punished. But our chastisement was upon him. And so, by the power of the finished work of redemption, we were adopted by God as sons. As Paul lines it out in Galatians chapter 4, that in the Son of God we were adopted as sons and daughters of God in our original condition. We were brought back so that we received the connection to God, having been born again by the Word and by the Spirit of God. God didn't bring us a religion, also not religious churches and parties. No, our Lord even speaks today, as then in Matthew 16, he said, I will build my church. He has given and shed his blood for us. He redeemed us. I will build my church. Brother Borg was reading it from John chapter 10. My sheep hear my voice. But now, brothers and sisters, just a couple of verses. And out of this, we want to learn something. We are not here. We are not here to judge about Israel. Because at that time, they missed the day of their gracious visitation. We are not here to judge, but we are here to say all who believed the message of John the Baptist, then they heard the promise, I baptize you with water unto repentance. He who comes after me shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. He who heard this, what the man sent from God said, who was mentioned in Bible prophecy in Isaiah 40 verse 3 and in Malachi 3 verse 1, it was foretold and announced, he was announced. He who heard him, he was ready to receive the Lord and to also receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit. But what was with all the scribes and Pharisees who criticized our Lord who criticized from the first meeting to the last, always they criticized. And then our Lord said, they rejected the counsel of God. Just think of it, celebrating the Sabbath, keeping the law, giving the sacrifices, singing the psalms, waiting for the Messiah. 4,000 years waiting for him. And he came to his own, and his own received him not. And why not? They had religion. Every religion keeps us away from God. We need faith, the belief, as the Holy Scripture says. Now, just briefly, these scriptures from the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 20, where actually the story is written of the people of Israel. In the summary, it is shown to us the history of Israel. And I ask you that we really beat on our breast, on our chest, and ask ourselves, where do I stand? Whom do I believe? Whom do I follow? Where is my stand today? Here, in Ezekiel chapter 20, in verse 5, we read, "And say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God, in the day when I chose Israel and lifted up mine hand unto the seed of the house of Jacob, and made myself known unto them in the land of Egypt, when I lifted up mine hand unto them for an oath, saying, I am the Lord your God." And then the 40 years are coming. According to Exodus 12, the Pesach lamb was slaughtered. The blood was applied on the doorposts. And no one was allowed to be touched. They were under the protecting blood. And God himself lifted up his hand and said and vowed that they are his people. Election must be believed by faith in the moment where God lays the election in our lives, then it is connected with obedience. Now, in verse 8 we read, Ezekiel 20, verse 8, "But they rebelled against me and would not hearken unto me." You can all read. "But they rebelled against me." That what I have given them, they didn't receive it. They resisted in their hearts. And then we read in verse 12, "Moreover, also I gave them my Sabbaths to be a sign between me and them, that they might know that I am the Lord who sanctifies them." But straight in the next verse, in verse 13, "But the house of Israel rebelled against me in the wilderness." The manna was falling from heaven. The rock was smitten. The cloud and the pillar of fire was accompanying them by day and by night. The presence of God was in their midst. And nevertheless, in their hearts, they had resistance and they didn't believe. Verse 15. "Yet," and now comes something very terrible, "yet also I lifted up my hand unto them in the wilderness, that I would not bring them into the land which I had given them, a land flowing with milk and honey, which is the glory of all lands. What a lesson. Already through Moses, God has done it. He called them out, as promised to Abraham in Genesis 15. After 400 years, your descendants, I will lead them out from bondage. The 400 years passed, and the Lord God appeared to Moses in the burning bush, and he said, I have seen the trouble of my people. I've heard their crying, and I've come now to deliver them. And it happened, just as God promised it. Just think of it. The first oath, I am with them. I give them the land. I fulfill my promise with them. And then the rebellion and the resistance on every step, that the Almighty God Himself lifted up His hand. Hey, He had to swear. Not like this. You didn't want. You resisted me. You rebelled. You didn't believe me. God can do nothing with obedience. With disobedience, He can do nothing. Absolutely nothing. There's no fulfillment of biblical promises without faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. And brothers and sisters, if you then think about it, how the Lord, with a torn heart, one can really say with a torn heart, He had to announce judgments to His beloved people, as written here in Matthew, in Luke. They were announced. The well-known scripture is the place in Luke, chapter 21. It's written in verse 24, Luke 21, verse 24. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword, and shall be led away captive into all nations. And Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. Already in Luke 19, our Lord, in verse 42, He said, if thou hadst known, even thou, at least in this thy day, the things which belong unto thy peace, but now they are hid from thine eyes. It's heart tearing. Who can remain silent here? Who cannot weep here? Who cannot weep? If thou hadst known on this thy day, on the day of salvation, on the day which God has given the reconciliation with mankind, if thou hadst known in this thy day the things which belong unto thy peace, but it's hidden from thine eyes. Already Isaiah, he was prophesying. They have eyes and they see not. They have ears and they hear not. And they have hardened their hearts. Do you know what is about today? Did we recognize the day which the Lord made for the church now before the return of Jesus Christ? Did we recognize it? Do we know what's all about with God? Or do we only listen what is happening in the religious and Christian world. How many programs? My God in heaven, the whole world is full of thousands of Christian programs. But where is God? Where is God's word? Where are the promises of God? Where is the plan of God? What are the promises for this time? And to all, our Lord is calling, oh, if thou wouldst know in your day, not in another day, in this thy day, if you would know what serves for your peace, but it's hidden from thine eyes. May I say here something? In our time, God used especially two men. The one was Billy Graham, who in 1948 was ordained by the South Baptist Church to travel as an evangelist. And we all heard him, whether in Düsseldorf, whether in Essen, in all the cities. He just had a message to all. And he always called for the decision for Christ. But before this man, who became world known, before this man started his ministry, there was a man sent from God, William Branham. And we just have to say this. This is a divine must. We cannot keep it away from the people of God, what God ordained for our day, what He promised for our time, without any fanaticism. But there are really the two promises. Malachi 3, I send my messenger before me, of our Lord, repeated in Matthew 11, in Mark 1, Luke 7, confirmed by our Lord, that John the Baptist was that man sent from God with the message of God to turn the hearts of the people of God, to prepare them. Luke 1, verse 16 and 17, as written there, to prepare a people for the Lord. To prepare people. Brothers and sisters. And the next promise. Behold, I send you Elijah the prophet before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes. This is the day of salvation. Isaiah 49, 2 Corinthians 6. This is the day of salvation. When this day comes to its end, then comes the day of the Lord. And before the day of the Lord comes, that's how we find it in Isaiah 13, from verse 6. That's how we find it in Joel and in the prophets. We find it written, sun shall be darkened, and the moon shall turn into blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes. Now, just to make it very brief, this man of God, William Branham, already in 1933, and he was in the same Southern Baptist Church, ordained as a preacher by Dr. Davis. And he really received a direct call and sending. And I just read it to you. What was spoken, what was said on the 11th of June, 1933. In the Ohio River, what happened there? When Brother Branham was about to baptize 300 people after his first tent mission. Hear his testimony. Many people, even news newspaper reporters were standing there at the banks of the river. Then it said again, look up. And when I looked up, this light came down. The people fainted, and a voice sounded which shook the whole region. As John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ, so the message given to you will be a forerunner of the second coming of Christ. Not that I would be the forerunner, but the message would be the forerunner. This I may not hide from you. It's impossible. Absolutely impossible. This must be proclaimed all over the earth. And our brothers, especially our brother Noble Gill and our brother Michael, they were witnesses on this last missionary trip. In all the meetings they were, whether in Dubai, whether in Pakistan, whether in Islamabad, Lahore or Karachi, I must, because of this divine commission, I must proclaim the whole counsel of God. I cannot make any compromise. I don't want that God has to swear a second time and say, with you not. I want that all who hear the word of God now, and all who believe it now, that they are also part of it when the Lord returns, and when the trumpet of God shall sound, and when the dead in Christ shall rise first, and then all we who we are alive and remain, we shall be changed. What is about today? Just briefly, what's about? Back to the beginning. Our Lord is Alpha and Omega. He is the first and the last, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. And this one God revealed himself to us as our Father in heaven, in his only begotten Son on the earth, and in the church by the Holy Spirit. But here, not just for all to whom it is new, perhaps, our Lord, four times he has given the great commission. After his resurrection, he has given the great commission. Not only in Matthew 28, also in Mark 16, in Luke 24, and in John 20. And one has to summarize these four Gospels to have an overall picture of this great commission. In Matthew 28, it's about the name, and baptize them into the name in which God revealed himself as Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Baptize them into this New Testament name, covenant name. For the covenant took place, and the promise from Isaiah 7 verse 14 was fulfilled. His name shall be called Emmanuel. And in the New Testament, thou shalt call his name Jesus. Jesus is Emmanuel, God manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit. Also here we see how perfect is the harmony and the conformity of the Holy Scripture. But it must be revealed to us by the Holy Spirit. Not just for your information, our beloved brothers, the formula in the name of the Father, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost is not a single time in the Bible. Not used a single time. Not a single time. Not a single time. Up to the 3rd century, all were baptizing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because this is the New Testament covenant name. God is Father. But we pray, hallowed be thy name. But what is the name of the Father which must be hallowed? Beloved, we notice it's about revelation by the Holy Spirit. And revelation comes only there where there is no inner resistance. And all of us worldwide, here it must be said worldwide, please search the book of Acts, read the epistles of the apostles, up to Galatians chapter 1, verse 8. Whoever preaches another gospel, let him be accursed. With God, there are no compromises. No. Truth remains truth throughout all eternity. Let us also say this. Dear brothers, dear sisters, all over the earth, in the more than 8,000 sermons which I preached in the last 55 years, not a single time I mingled in politics or in religion. I just proclaimed the counsel of God and I left everything else up to them. Also today, what the 349 denominations who are joined in the World Council of Churches are doing is their thing, not my thing. My task is to preach the original, everlasting gospel. And therefore, we at this place, we must swim against the stream, because all are convinced of themselves to be in the right church, to be in the right faith, to be in the right religion. Otherwise, they would not remain in it at all. Let us say it once again. Our Lord says, I will build my church. I redeemed her. I purchased her with my precious blood. It's mine. She's mine. And it is her which will be ready at the return of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And then, as written in Matthew 24, verse 14, the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached unto all nations for a witness. Not some kind of gospel, but the gospel of the kingdom of God with all the promises, with all what God ordained and prepared for us. The full gospel is now being preached to all nations and tongues. And that's how our Lord said it. And then the end shall come. I made two notes here concerning the people of Israel. When the first Congress was, Zionist Congress, 1897 in the city of Basel, Switzerland, and Theodor Herzl, the man was born in Budapest, Hungary. He was staying in Vienna. He was a journalist. And then all the Jews, he was contacting the Jews worldwide, and he was inviting for the first Congress in Basel. And then there was the declaration that the Jews need a homeland and that the time has come that they can return in their homeland. And as the next one was in November 1917, the foreign minister in London Balfour, he gave a declaration before the whole world that the Jewish people has a right to their homeland in Palestine. And then came the 14th of May, 1946, which we all witnessed. 1948, Ben-Gurion came to the city of Bonn, and together with Adenauer, he spoke about it. Whether or not the remaining Jews could be supported, whether they in their trouble, whether they cannot profit of it, that they get support. We don't want to go here into all these details, but this must be said here. And I read you this word from the prophet Ezekiel 36, where the Lord, in a prophecy, he made known what would take place, and it has taken place in our time. Ezekiel 36, Ezekiel 36, verse 24. For I will take you from among the heathen and gather you out of all countries and will bring you into your own land. This not Ezekiel said. This God said through Ezekiel. It's in the word of prophecy written. One can go to Isaiah 11, to Jeremiah 31, to Ezekiel 36, and then all the other scriptures, one can add to them. And brothers and sisters, we are this generation who have witnessed with their own eyes, who experienced it from more than 150 nations, the people of Israel were gathered and were brought back home. And they are in the land of promise. And they are praying that they would see the Messiah and that they would witness the erection, the building of the temple. But the scripture is fulfilled before our eyes. Has not our Lord said in Luke chapter 4, he was reading from Isaiah 61, and then he cried out, today this scripture is fulfilled before your eyes. All the prophecies are coming to fulfillment today concerning the end time. And the last message, the everlasting gospel, is being proclaimed. Let us summarize what's it all about. This is the most important period in the history of mankind. This is the most important period in the church of Jesus Christ, our Lord. We are living very near before the return of Jesus Christ. Why? Why did our Lord say in Matthew 24 and Luke 21, right after he spoke about the parable of the fig tree, why? Why did he say, verily, verily, I say unto you, this generation shall not pass until all that has taken place. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Who pays attention to it? Who hearkens to it? To whom is it revealed? And we all know what our Lord said in John 14, I go to prepare a place for you, and I come again to receive you unto myself. Will God take people into heaven who resist him, who make a theater in heaven? It's impossible. In heaven there will be no theater. In heaven will be the blood-bought flock who received and believed by obedience what God has given to us in Jesus Christ our Lord. Also that the church of the Lord, all the others, they can continue. They can continue what they like. Also with gender, they can all continue. They can ridicule the word. But the church of Jesus Christ has reverence and respect before God and his word. It has absolutely no resistance. They just say, Lord, thy will be done as in heaven, so also on the earth. And we all know what our Lord said when they came to him and they said, your mother and your brothers are here. And then came the mighty statement, who are my brothers? Who are my sisters? And then all who do the will of my heavenly Father, they are my brothers, they are my sisters. You will be done. What is the will of God? That we truly reject all the doctrines which are not found in the Bible, leaving them behind us. And some will be shaken now. The term Trinity is not written a single time in the Bible. The term Triune God is not written a single time in the Bible. The term God the Son is not written a single time in the Bible. The term God the Holy Ghost is not written a single time in the Bible. Brothers and sisters, we were born into this deception since the 4th century. When the church in the Roman Empire came up, then the Trinity was invented. The Triune Baptism was invented. Everything was invented. And therefore we must emphasize back to God, back to his word, because thus it is written in John 17, verse 17, sanctify them in thy truth, thy word is the truth. And we must be in the will of God, and by this we are in the word of God, to be really sanctified. Let us say it once again, before we come to the end. It's a great responsibility which God has given unto us in this time to really return to the beginning. I'm of course not interested what Athanasius said, or Arius, or Augustine, or somebody. I'm not interested at all. I'm interested in what Peter, what James, what John, what Paul. I'm interested in what is written here in this book. Of course not what church fathers have said. I'm not interested in it at all. They didn't speak to me at all. They spoke to them who have heard them. I'm not interested in it. And therefore, we just have to say, back to the beginning, back to the original foundation. Another foundation no one can lay than that which is laid already. And let us take it to heart, all who were baptized since the day of Pentecost, after they became believers, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us read the Bible. Let us read the Bible. Not the catechism. Let us read the Bible. And then we come to the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 37 and 38. To Acts 8, verse 16, to Acts 10, verse 48, to Acts 19, verse 5 and 6. All, whether Jews or Samaritans or Gentiles, everything must be based upon two or three witnesses. And there we have it, in the book of Acts. Thanks be to God for this holy book, for this holy word which remains forever. And this word we respect without any inner resistance. And we're just grateful that the Lord has sent a man in our time who had a special commission, just as John the Baptist was forerunning the first coming of Christ. So you are sent with a message that will forerun the second coming of Christ. And so, thanks be to God, we have returned to the origin, to the beginning. Also this remark now. Let me make this in peace, and let me make it. It will be fulfilled what our Lord said in John 7 from verse 21. Many will come to me on that day and say, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? Have we not cast out devils? Have we not healed the sick? Have we not prophesied? And the Lord will answer them, depart from me. I don't know you. Brothers, I'm not judging here. I say this with great pain. All the great world famous evangelists, they all remained in the Trinity doctrine, remained in the triune baptism. They all remained where they were. And they present something to the people. When a man is sent from God, he speaks the words of God. He doesn't represent a church. He represents God and his holy word. And therefore, it must be emphasized that we're not playing charismatic at this place, that we're not making a rumba samba, not presenting to be blessed and anointed in a special way, that the people are falling on their backs. I was watching it in Atlanta together with Brother Maynard. I was there in these meetings. And all this shall be the Holy Spirit. And those people who don't fall on the back, they get a hit, a stroke, that they fall on the back. No, and again, no. Our God is a true God, and the proclamation must be true. And when the Lord really called me, then the proclamation must be today the same, must be 100% the same as it is written in this book. So God used Billy Graham for all the churches. He could use him in a mighty way for all the churches. But in the same way, God used Brother William Branham as a prophet, as a teacher, so that all those who are pardoned by God are called out, that they receive the biblical foundation teaching which leads to the beginning. God will not take home a church which is in error. No. One heart and one accord, one soul, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Back to the beginning. And we say it once again. Who would have thought, also now, referred to me, who would have thought that a brother Frank, who was born in the region of Danzig, born on a farm, 1933. There was no light, no electric light. There was no electricity. no water. I know what a well is. There was a lake, there was a river. It was there on this nice farm. Not as it was in the villages. The countryside was a bit back. Who would have thought that God would take such a man who was really never praying for it? Never. Not a single time I was praying for it. But as I said many times, brothers and sisters, with a direct commission is such a responsibility connected which no man on the earth can understand. Really not. You cannot understand it. But God has really led it in such a way. The flight and all what came afterward. Beloved brother Heinz Matthias, 1948, I met Bishop Lilje in this Baptist church. I was greeting him. I know my way around there. I know my way, who they were, these people. But I'm just so grateful, very grateful, that Lord really spoke to us in this time, and that he doesn't have to lift up his hand saying, no, you don't want, that. So also just remain where you are. Does it not tear our hearts that the Almighty God had to lift up his hand, swearing by himself, I will not give you the land. And then the rebellion, everything. And then he had to say, you don't want, therefore remain where you are. May God give us a willing and obedient heart without any resistance, just simply believing as the scripture says. And our Lord, of course, said it. If you don't believe that I am He, then you will die in your sin. The finished work of redemption on the cross of Calvary does only profit to him who receives it and believes it, and who is thankful for the redemption and salvation. And then, by obedience, is being baptized, as written in Mark 16:16. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. What is with those who believe and who are not baptized? What is that? What is that? There comes the disobedience. There comes the rebellion to the surface. When our Lord says, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Then he didn't say, he who believes shall be saved. No, he said, he that believeth and is baptized. Not only believing, but doing in obedience what I commanded. Not having an inner rebellion. Just saying, beloved Lord, here I am. I receive the redemption. I receive the forgiveness. And I'm ready to walk the whole way in belief and in obedience. Just in closing now, with a deep grateful heart, that God has given me the opportunity to reach the whole world. Who could imagine that today, Bible believers, groups and individuals are listening in 172 countries. They are joining us. Today they are listening. Whether in German, English, Russian, Spanish, French, in all the world languages, all can tune in all over the earth. And the only thing what touches me was the Arabic world. And then God, through our brothers here, He opened the door, the doors, so that we can have meetings there. And the whole council of God could be preached there. On Wednesday, the 15th of April, was that day which the Lord has made for the whole Arabic world. And 23 Arabic nations heard that what was preached in the city of Lahore. I really can say now, Lord, I can say, Lord, now you let your servant depart in peace, for mine eyes have seen the salvation of God. Before that, it were only 145 countries which I was traveling to. And as you said, now 172 are joining us online. But now the Arabic world was still excluded then. But now, really in the last moment, before the return of Jesus Christ, also all this region is included now. God keeps his word, and the full gospel is being preached unto all nations and tongues for a witness. The scripture is fulfilled before our very eyes, and we are very grateful to God. We could go into detail about the day of the Lord, about many subjects we could go in. But our time, which the Lord has given us today, we will redeem and use to ponder about the things and to believe these things. And also all who have personal troubles, please, brothers and sisters, today is that day. No one is allowed to go from this place as you have come. Whoever didn't receive yet the forgiveness of sins by faith, he may do it today. Whoever is not yet baptized biblically in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, today he has the opportunity to do it. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your heart. The last message is reaching the ends of the earth, and the word of the Lord never returns void, but it accomplishes for what it was sent for. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God that we may live now and that the word of God speaks to us and that it is revealed to us by the Holy Spirit. The Lord God, may he bless us all and be with us. In Jesus' holy name, amen. Let us stand up and we ask Brother Jean-Claude, you were not at the front yet, please come now to the front and sing us this wonderful chorus, this Maranatha chorus. This is how Paul said it, Maranatha, our Lord comes. And this message just foreruns the return of the Lord. And let us remember it. Matthew 25, verse 10. Those who were ready went in to the marriage supper, and the door was closed. That's how it is written. And now that's how it is happening. And that's how it will happen. Please sing. Alleluia. I just heard now that there is also a child dedication. Please come now to the front. And then the question, does anybody want to be baptized? Do we have brothers and sisters in our midst who would like to be baptized? Then after this service, a baptism can take place. Brother Schmidt, please come today. Come. Come and dedicate. Great God, when you walked this earth, you have taken the children in your arms and you said, let the children come to me and suffer them not and forbid them not. And so we do it today. In your precious name, we dedicate this manual to you. Bless him, strengthen him in spirit, soul, and body. Give grace to the whole family with your blessing, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Who is this? Samuel. Lord and God. We come into your presence. As already said, you took the children in your arms and you loved every child. And you said, of such is the kingdom of heaven. Bless Samuel. Strengthen him for the glory of your name and give the whole family strength to raise this child so that he gives glory to your name. Amen. The Lord bless you. May the Lord bless you. He wants to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Yes, we will see. You may be seated. Now, we will give some brothers the opportunity to thank the Lord at this place. Now we ask Brother Nobel Gill and also Brother Michael to come to the front and to pray together, to thank the Lord together with us, just thanking. And then we ask Brother Nyagi to come and Brother Hervé also to come, and whoever feels, just thanking the Lord with all our hearts for this great privilege which we have to live now, to reach all nations, to redeem the time. And please also remember me. I wanted to come a bit shorter now. But now comes a very long trip to Indonesia, to Malaysia, to Bangkok, up to Yangon in Myanmar. The people are phoning. And I say it time and again, it could be for the last time. It could really, all over, it could be for the last time. But God is opening still doors in Pentecostal churches who have never heard the message in such a way. And we are just grateful that we can make use of these opportunities. We have heard all the greetings, whether from all of South America, North America. Yesterday, there were about 62 emails we received, and today about 40 emails came in. We are just so grateful that the whole world can listen and watch and can experience. Are you happy that God gives us such meetings? Hallelujah. Please come, brothers, and thank the Lord. We stand up now. And should somebody would like to be baptized, then we ask you to come to the front after this prayer. We all became elder. We all became older.
God bless you. God bless you. Okay. A prayer and a bridge.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hello.
Hallelujah.
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 Michael.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Heavenly Father, we come to
everybody
you in the mighty name of
us.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
In the name above all names.
Hallelujah.
In front every
God
knee
is here.
Shall bow to the name of Jesus,
Jesus is
up in the
here.
Heaven, on the earth,
Amen.
All under the earth.
Hallelujah.
We come to you in the mighty name.
Yes,
and
yes.
And Lord, we thank you for this blessed time we had
Amen.
In your presence.
Amen.
Because this is your promise. You said,
Amen.
Where two
Amen.
Or three are gathered in thy name,
yes.
You will be
yes.
among them.
Yes.
Oh Lord, you thank you for your presence and
Amen.
Thank you for thy
God.
Word.
Amen.
Oh Lord, we have been blessed
God.
By your word. Thank you for all the fellowship.
My God.
And oh Lord, whatever you have decided
yes.
for
Amen.
The rest of the
Amen.
For the people, oh
we
Lord,
also pray
Lord,
for your
yes.
serving.
Fulfill thy word.
For
fulfill
your
thy promises.
Minister,
in us. Amen, oh Lord.
Bless him.
Hallelujah.
My Lord.
Hallelujah.
Bless him. And
yes,
choose
him
at the end time now.
Amen. Amen. And let thy word reach the last
one. In the name
of Jesus
Christ.
Through the final
call,
O Lord. Amen.
Oh, amen.
God. Amen.
God. Amen. Thank you.
Oh, God.
Yes. Und unser Bruder aus Jest, in russischer Sprache.
Our brother from Jest, please come to thank in the Russian language. Brother Schmidt will translate him.
Yes, my brother.
Yes. Our dear Heavenly Father,
unser geliebter himmlischer Vater,
Creator of heavens and earth,
Schöpfer Himmels und der Erde,
we can never thank you enough, Lord.
Wir können dir nie genug danken, Herr.
Our hearts are thankful,
unsere Herzen sind dankbar,
and grateful,
und ja, dankbar,
for the great things you have done for your children.
Für die großen Dinge, die du deinen Kindern
you
getan
called
hast.
Us from denominations,
du hast uns aus Denominationen gerufen,
and then the message has been damaged,
und hast uns die Botschaft gesandt.
But in this place,
und in dieser Weise,
you raised a ministry, Lord,
hast du einen Dienst geschenkt,
to keep that message,
um diese Botschaft
the way
zu tragen,
you intended it, my Father.
Und so wie sie ursprünglich
may
bestimmt
all
war,
glory,
möge alle Ehre
and honor,
und ja Ehre und
and
Preis,
praises,
und Preis,
be to your name,
deinem Namen. Gehören.
Bless our brother, Brother Frank.
Segne unseren Bruder Frank.
You are servant, you have used him.
Deinen Knecht, den du
all over the world.
Über der ganzen Welt.
He has stood without compromising your word.
Der dein Wort ohne Kompromisse verkündigt.
And we as brothers, wherever we are,
und wir als Brüder, wo immer wir sind,
we have an example to follow.
Wir haben ein Beispiel, dem wir folgen.
Give us the grace,
gib uns die Gnade,
to emulate what we have seen done, O Lord.
Und das aufzunehmen, was wir gesehen haben, das du getan hast.
We are not better than others.
Wir sind nicht besser als andere.
It is your grace upon our souls.
Es ist deine Gnade über uns.
We thank you, Lord.
Wir danken dir, Herr.
Grant that we love your word.
Dann, dass, gib uns, dass wir dein Wort lieben.
And that we will not rebel.
Und?
We will not rebel.
Und dass wir nicht Widerstand haben.
But we will obey your word.
Dass wir dein Wort befolgen.
And believe your word.
Und dein Wort glauben.
Believe the present truth, Lord.
Und glauben, dass du gegenwärtig
bist. That we may find grace in your sight.
Dass wir Gnade vor deinen Augen finden.
And at your coming,
und während dein Kommen,
we may be found ready.
Dass wir bereit sind.
Bless all of us all over the world.
Segne über der ganzen
Bless
Welt.
These brothers and sisters in Krefeld.
Segne alle Brüder und Schwestern
who have supported the ministry over the years, Lord.
Die den Dienst durch all die Jahre
may you bless us all together.
Segne uns gemeinsam.
May you lead us all together.
Und führe uns gemeinsam.
May you continue to strengthen your servant.
Und stärke weiterhin deinen Knecht.
As he continues in the ministry.
Während er im Dienst fortfährt.
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.
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 Amen. God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Notre Père céleste,
unser himmlischer Vater,
our Heavenly Father,
wir sind dir dankbar für das Zeugnis, das wir heute
we are grateful
morgen
for this testimony which we heard this morning.
Du bist wirksam in mächtiger Weise.
You are at work in a mighty way all over the earth.
Wir danken dir für diese gesegnete Versammlung.
We thank you for these blessed meetings.
Und du hast uns noch mal in Erinnerung gerufen, dass
you called us to remembrance that your promised return is a reality. And the word was preached to us that we are ready, made ready. And we thank you that you have given us the love so that we can love your appearing. Bless this ministry, this mission. Bless the ministry which you have given to Brother Frank. And may you be with all of us in all our lives. And may you bless all who have given their heart today to Jesus Christ. We praise you and we exalt you and glorify you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. One moment, please. And then we ask our brother from Burkina Faso. Is he here?
Yes.
Just thanking.
Господь наш Отец Небесный.
Unser Vater im Himmel.
Our Heavenly Father.
Dir sei dem unserem Herrn Dank und Anbetung.
To you, our Lord, be the thanks and the worship for this wonderful grace which you have bestowed upon us. Through your wonderful grace, you have given us the forgiveness of sins.
Und die Vorstellung allein, dass du durch dein Blut allein uns erlöst hast.
And you have purchased and redeemed us by your blood on the cross there on Calvary.
Ты, Господь, Господи, как текли слезы, Господи, у Бога нашего, Господи, когда Он отдал Сына Своего Единородного, Господи, на крест, Господи.
Lord, you alone have seen it. Your tears were running. You cried out there, Lord our God, it is finished. And when we think about it, what kind of sufferings you went through, this is impossible. We cannot imagine it. To you alone be the praise and the glory and the adoration. To our only God. You are our God, our Father in heaven. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, I pray you, bless our brother, give him strength to bring the revelation of your truth for your word's sake, for your truth's sake. into all the world.
Und auch für uns hier.
And also for us here.
Slava tebe, Gospodi, slava tebe.
Dir allein sei Ehre.
To you alone be the glory and worship. In the name of Jesus Christ, Amen.
Amen. Darf ich noch eine Bemerkung?
May I just make one remark here?
Unser Bruder,
our brother,
ist ein lebendiges
Zeugnis. Is a living testimony. He is one
von denen gewesen,
of them. He was one of them
das Heer in Großrussland geführt haben,
who was fighting in
und
Russia.
Gott hat sich seine Erbarmen,
and God was merciful to him. He has given him grace. He was merciful to him. Firstly, for the first time,
mit dem Kopf,
he had difficulties with his head. He had a problem in his head. They brought him into hospital.
Seine Tochter ist hier in Deutschland und sagt,
his daughter is here in Germany and she said, pray for my father. He is not well.
Und als die Gemeinde
and when the church came before the Lord and was praying
und er ins Krankenhaus kam,
and as he came into hospital
Untersuchung stand,
and as, the as they examined him,
dann hieß es,
then
in etwa so, was willst du hier
they said, like, what do you want here? Nothing is wrong with you. Praise and thanks. Praise and thanks be unto the Lord. And I repeat, he is a living testimony. Amen. Who had command in the army. And now he is a soldier of Jesus Christ. Lord Almighty God, I glorify your wonderful name for your mighty word which has touched our hearts. May you complete and finish your work. Bless our brother whom you have appointed. Bless your church and make us ready. Let us be ready when you will return. To you be the glory in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And together with all who have consecrated their lives to the Lord, we sing now again, Just As I Am. Do we have such who would like to be baptized? Then please now come to the front. Let us sing it once again. Miskis, please thank for those who have come. Do you speak German? English? French?
Yes.
Say a few words. Dear brothers and sisters, do you believe with all your heart that the Lord Jesus has forgiven you your sins and you received him as your personal Savior and you testify this now before the church that you found peace in your hearts and you called upon his name? Then, by obedience, you can be baptized. We want to lay everything before the Lord now. Oh, faithful Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have spoken to our hearts this morning through your precious and holy word, Lord. We thank you that you are still calling out the last ones. Your word is reaching the whole earth and you are calling your own out. Those who hear your voice now, we thank you for our brothers and sisters who now in obedience of faith are going to be baptized in the holy and precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Bless our brothers, bless our sisters, bless all worldwide who received your word, that they also obey your word. To you be the worship and the adoration and the praise. In Jesus' holy name. Amen. Let us sing Hallelujah be praised. And then we go for baptism. Until the next time. We believe that also all those who were here for the first time, we believe that no one stumbled over something. No one had any inner resistance, but really that all received and believed the word, because all the promises of God are yes and amen. But before the promises can be fulfilled in us, they must be revealed unto us. And then we may receive and accept them by faith. And then we experience what God has given to us. Also, to the sister from Virginia, we greet you, we give you greetings, and also from South Africa, and from all over the earth, from all the countries, we just give you greetings. Please remember me in your prayers, and together we remain with both feet sober on the earth, normally. But in the heart, we are joined with God under the blood of the Lamb, in the word and in the will of God. And together we say, Maranatha, come, come, Lord Jesus. Once again.